Oh, okay. Well, you know, because of the National Guard and the aviation airfield, you know, they use PFOS to fight fires, you know, from like aircraft and that. They practice with the stuff. Well, the groundwater got contaminated, and so it's, you know, it's in the groundwater now, as you can see, but it's more over by the airfield, and parts of the railing are affected, but, you know, they travel underneath or the aquifer. And one of the areas that traveled is over, let's see here, well, you probably wouldn't know what it is, Sherwood Forest. It's, if you come into town on 72, you know, the old dam party store where you turn off to go to Camp Grayling, if you turn the other way, opposite Camp Grayling, there's a subdivision down there, and that's Sherwood Forest. And that area is, you know, right next to the airfield, so that's been contaminated. Anyway, the windy answer that I'm trying to give you is they've got a federal grant to supply water to areas that have been, where the water has been contaminated. And so they got to have a water tower and so forth. And I am talking to the township about having a amateur radio antenna on the, it's actually a water tank, not a water tower, you know, something like Mancelona has.